Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Barkov right circle. Down to the goal line. Kachuk in front of shot. He scores! He scores! He scores! Matthew Kachuk, a power play goal! It's 4-3 Panthers with 4.3 seconds to go in regulation time.
What's his name, Bobby? Say it fast.
Matthew Kachuk.
There you go. It's final hour. Fist pump time the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube as we have a finalist in the Stanley Cup Finals after last night, the sweep with the number 8 seed moving on. By the way,
Thrilling game.
I think we need to play this as Aaron Rodgers in New York and in Jersey now was asked about, well, you know, basically asked about the 9 o'clock start of the Sean and RJ show. You know, he's usually on with McAfee, who affectionately refers to us as Shan, RJ, and Chop. But the Jersey media was asking A-Rod if he was actually a fan of Jersey Shore, and this may have been the most likable thing that I've heard Aaron Rodgers do in years.
I was walking out to practice today, and the media are here always doing little videos and different things. And the video was some do your best Jersey Shore impression, and I just kind of laughed to it. And then CJ Uzama was walking next to me, and he said, "Never watched the show." I said, "How can you not watch the show? Well, the greatest show is back when MTV actually have content on it. It's phenomenal." But I'm a fan of all of them. I actually went to a Pauly D set back in Vegas and back when I used to go there a few times a year back in 2011 or something. So
what? And he also knows the current lineup of MTV and how it's nothing but Rob Dyrdek.
I have no idea what's even on there. Like VH1, I assume, is it still a channel? Does it just show We Are the 80s?
I don't know.
Or something like that.
All I know is ridiculousness.
Yeah, MTV is just ridiculousness nonstop.
That's all it is.
Good show. Repetitive, but it's a good show.
America's Funniest Home Videos mixed with Jackass, I think.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's Aaron Rodgers giving props to Jersey Shore. And last night, you want to give props to the Panthers?
Yeah, man, that was a great game. That was a really fun game to watch. And the Panthers, they have had a flair for the dramatic this entire series, winning three games. Well, two of them in overtime, and the one of them was 4 seconds from overtime. And Kachuk had the game winner in all three of them. But just it's a really good scene there. I don't know how many of those fans are bandwagon. I assume a lot because I distinctly remember some very, very empty crowds in Florida. But that place was loud last night.
Meanwhile, the Jamie Benn suspension handed down by the NHL, 2 games. He's out for tonight, a potential game 5. If the Stars get swept this evening, 7 o'clock puck drop, he'll miss the season opener next year.
Which sounds odd. They're basically saying that a playoff game and a regular season game is the same thing. Like, if he's going to miss two playoff games, to me, I'm sorry, two playoff games to me is far was worth more than one regular season.
But has anyone ever done that and said,
probably not,
you can miss 2 playoff games or 5 regular season games?
I don't think so. Now, I remember back in 96, remember Roberto Alomar spit in John Hirschbeck's face?
Mm-hmm. I did not reenact that with Bobby.
They didn't.
Yeah, you play Hirschbeck.
They didn't suspend him for the postseason. They suspended him for the start of the next season. They let him play in the playoffs.
Wow.
And they suspended him for the start of the next season, which had I was living in Jersey at the time. That was Yankee fans were livid about that because that meant they were going to have to face him in the ALCS that year.
Listen to Jamie Benn talk about the incident finally after he ducked out following game 3.
Just unfortunate play. I think I just need to be more responsible with my body and my stick and, put my team in a tough situation. So, it's pretty unfortunate.
Yeah.
It was my first shift of a game on home ice when you're pretty jacked up and you know, down 1-0. So you want to, you know, try and get your team going. Emotions are high, and you know, it's just an unfortunate play. You know, obviously didn't want to take a 5-minute penalty, but you know, the game happens fast. Emotions are high, and obviously would have liked to not fall on him and
fall.
I guess use my stick as a landing point.
Falling and using the stick as a landing point.
Did he ride it himself?
He is not.
Do you think he wrote it himself, or do you think somebody said, say this, and he's just unconvincingly pitching it?
I don't know, but
wow,
man, that didn't sound remorseful whatsoever. Like, wow. and then that the punishment came out after this?
Yeah, it came out maybe 2 hours.
Like, did no one, did no one upstairs say, yo, it's probably unlikely Hail Mary. Just own it and be very remorseful. Now, just try that. Yeah.
Now, they may have told Ben the suspension prior to that.
Yeah.
But I saw the suspension came down on a notification probably about 2 to 3 hours after the clip.
Here's what I'm curious about. KMC brought this up yesterday when they finally showed up here to work for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie, Ben, are any stars Tolos turning on him a little bit? We got a Luka turn. We've had a Dak turn. They said they saw it a little bit on Twitch and the fan text. Like, this guy, he's been done. Get the C off his chest. Get him up out of here. Has been screwed us, cost us. I wonder how much of that is on here.
Yeah, I mean, it's harder to defend him when he. One of my best friends is Stars obsessed, and when we were at game one for the Wild Series, he was just sitting there watching warm ups, and he turned over to me and goes, you know, I never thought I'd be sitting in this arena watching a washed Jamie Benn, but here I am, and this is the reality now. And so a lot of people I know already feel like they've been frustrated with Jamie Benn, I think, in general, with his level of play and where he's at in his career. And then it doesn't help when it's something indefensible like this,
yeah.
And you're not even there for the morale pickup of being the captain. That's all pretty tough to defend.
You know, I wonder because maybe he's doing this because he just doesn't have it anymore. I don't know.
Who's better at apologizing, Jamie Benn or Ja Morant? Jaws was a better apology, I think.
Jaws was a better one.
Gun wasn't mine. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I mean, you can at least, he can have plausible, maybe the gun wasn't Jaws. But I know that he didn't just fall on him and use his stick as a stopping point.
Yeah. Okay, we got some leftover Stars audio, then an RJ Choppy song to get the Stars ready for game four.
I'm nervous.
Let's finish up. You're nervous?
I'm nervous.
He hasn't heard it yet.
I haven't heard it yet.
He recorded it dry. I've been producing it throughout the morning, so he doesn't even know how this is going to end up sounding.
All right, let's finish up some of the Tolo audio from the watch party.
So we already established from earlier in the day that I was correct to stand in the restroom behind you to talk to you the other day. The Tolos voted on that unanimously and said, Bobby, you're okay, and Sean's wrong. So we were walking around just getting some other audio. The night progressed, all right? More drinks were had, got a little louder, got a little more slurry. But we had a couple good conversations with some listeners at the end of the night. This was Tolo Vanessa, who I had to cut off really quickly, and you're going to hear why.
All right, what's your name?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, where are you from?
Irving.
Irving, okay. All right, so you were just telling me. Big fan of Sean Sharif, huh?
Love Sean Sharif and RJ. Bobby Bell, eh.
Eh. Okay. Do you have a specific kink for small hands?
No, small hands don't do anything for me.
Why do you like Sean Sharif?
Because he's funny and he tells it like it is.
And then I literally shut off the recording. I was like, these are awful.
There should be another 2 minutes.
Yeah, let her go.
No,
she
was trying to keep talking. Gosh. I was like, I'm sorry, my phone just died. You know, Android's battery. Like, I did that because she's an iPhone user, and so she believed it. She was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But, yeah, she was gushing
you,
about Sean Sharif, how he's so funny, and he's balanced as F. And I was just like, I don't have time for this. So I walked away with the battery excuse. Uh-huh. And then I walked over to a
Sean's
gentleman.
Sean's always wrong.
Yeah, Sean's always wrong. Exactly,
that
Brayden.
That guy's a moron.
No, Brayden's right. So we walked over there. I walked over to the other side of the bar and saw a brand new Tolo. Ooh. This is a guy who was not a listener of our station, but was talking in the bar and saying, What time does y'all show come on? 6 a.m. He's like, I'm up at 6 a.m. every day. I'm going to be listening 6 a.m. every day from now on. He was jazzed up. Red Raiders guy. Big Red Raiders fan. So this is brand new Tolo, Steve-O. Huh?
All right, who am I talking with here?
Steve-O. Hey, how about them Red Raiders? Joe McGuire. Gotta love you. Let's go.
All of that. Okay. So hey, have we converted?
Can you really go by the name Steve-O? Can you call yourself Steve-O?
No.
You can't say.
No.
He was introduced to Steve, but then he was saying Steve-O.
Listen to the beginning of this. This is thick.
Yeah.
He's thick.
He needs to. He needs
with
to announce.
Two C's.
He needs to announce NASCAR.
All right. Who am I talking with here?
Steve-O. Hey, how about them Red Raiders? Joe McGuire. Gotta love you. Let's go.
All of that. Okay.
All of that.
So have we converted you successfully as a new listener to the fan?
Pretty tight.
Yeah. All right. So you're going to be up listening this morning.
Absolutely.
What have we done tonight to convince you to switch to the fan? Is it just the party atmosphere?
My girlfriend says the drinks.
It's the drinks.
I say the conversation. Hello!
As you can tell, we were several drinks deep at this point.
That's a commercial.
Yeah.
And that's a drop.
Hello!
It's great. Hit it again, babe.
I just want to keep hearing that. Put it on loop.
Hello! Hello!
It's the drink. So Bobby's out here buying off listeners.
I wasn't buying off. We were just all drinking together.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't buying it. I mean, I did buy a bunch of drinks, but not all theirs.
You would be if you hit the lottery, you'd be the lottery winner that goes broke.
Yes.
Probably. Yeah. It would all be spent in about a month on tips before we got service. Yeah. So that was it though. Those were our two folks there, Vanessa.
What about the arrest?
That one's really long. We won't have time for the song if we play it right now.
Okay.
Because it's like a minute and a half, and then Choppy's song is a minute and a half.
All right, let's get to the RJ Choppy inspiration. Dallas Stars trying to avoid being swept. Produced by Roberto Belt. An exclusive 105 through the Fan. Dallas Stars production.
Woo!
Let's go!
Let's go, Stars! Go, Stars, baby! Broke down when I heard the Stars were in need of a dub.
In need of a dub.
Put on the home team's gear and turn the old bar into a club.
Into a club.
We just need Robo and Robo to lead us in goals.
Lead us in goals.
Jamie, don't cause a scene. Let's get Hakipod knocking Igo off of his spot.
Oh, what? Off of his spot.
20K fans and it's Texas, so all the girls hot.
All the girls hide.
They all want Tyler Sagan to meet them uptown at their spot.
Uptown at the spot.
Vegas, you're gonna pay. Hey, we're in our rink.
Our rink.
For game four and more. And now Robo is in a groove. We just need to win a win and then we'll finish the Golden's off in a couple nights. We got the goaltender.
The goaltender.
Yeah, he'll stop everything.
We'll score more goals. We got the goaltender, we think.
Yeah, he'll stop everything.
We'll score more goals. Okay. Hey.
Two takes. Two takes. Give it up. RJ Choppy. Man.
Two takes.
And Roberto Belt. Dallas Stars. Motivation.
Allow me to apologize for that one.
That was good. I love the background singers. I love it. Sean and RJ continue around the NFL. Are we getting a new team to replace the Commanders already? That's next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is Lamar Jackson about to destroy his career? And are the Washington Commanders already done? RJ Choppy, yeah. What's going on now?
This is wild. First of all, the name the Commanders in the D.C. area has not really ever taken off.
Yeah.
They never really bought into it and loved it, but
they may have been better sticking with the football team.
They may have been better. So there's an issue here. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has denied the trademark application for the Commanders. They said two reasons. One, an existing trademark for Commanders Classic already exists. Now, the Commanders Classic is an Army Air Force football game, okay? And then the other reason is a pending application filed by a D.C. area con artist, okay?
Con artist.
This is the guy, Martin McCauley, who just basically went out and started trademarking all these Washington something names, assuming that they were going to eventually pick one and change their name from the Redskins. They were going to move, and they were going to change it.
Wow.
So he trademarked all of them, and he's trying to bilk them out of money.
Someone get that with the Cowboys website? Wasn't there something like that?
I don't remember if it was them specific. I don't know that they ever got bit by that.
I think it was DallasCowboys.com somebody was telling me.
Yeah, it was. It was .com or .net. One of them was, it was like a...
Nick Eatman would tell you Cowboys.com.
It was like, yeah, it was like Cowboys without their shirts on. Kind of thing, right? So that is the issue that the Commanders find themselves in. But also, you know, the new owner, they're saying he may want to distance himself from Dan Snyder so much that they change the name, that the stain of Dan Snyder. And coupled with the fact that they don't have a patent for it, they can't trademark it, which means people can sell their logo. People can sell things with Commanders gear on it now.
Wow.
Using their logo. So if they can't get the patent or the trademark, I mean, the NFL is going to be like, hey, we're losing money off this. Y'all better get your you-know-what together and change your name.
Be great, because I still can't call them Commanders. It sounds calling them Commanders sounds to me like the great football team in some, like, underdog story Disney movie. Like, oh, we're playing the Commanders this week.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even sound like a real football team to me.
I totally agree. Meanwhile, Ron Rivera, were we talking with Slater about Ron Rivera? I was saying, like, I'm out on him, and someone was talking about Ron Rivera maybe being a little bit out of touch.
You think so?
Like, the whole Hallmark feeling and everything, that's kind of expired, and he may be out of touch with Chase Young.
He may be. So they declined Chase Young's option, right? We knew that. And he said that Chase gets it. He gets why, all right? Oh, he's going to play so much hard. He's going to come in. He's going to have a great year.
Fight for it. Earn it.
Fight for it.
Earn it.
Like, here's what he doesn't get. Those tactics, I don't think, work on the young player anymore. Like, does he really think that Chase Young came into the league, dominated, and then stopped trying? No. Like, he got hurt. The reality is he's played fewer games than he did his rookie year because he got hurt. And the younger players, this doesn't have any pull. They don't respond to it. If he really thinks that he's going to deny his fifth-year option and then Chase is going to be so grateful, he's going to go out, he's going to have a great year, then re-sign, I mean, he is fooling himself. Chase is going to bolt the second he can go, which is going to be after this year, and then they'll tag him, and then he'll go the year after that. Oh, and how do I know this? Because guess who wasn't in OTAs yesterday? Chase Young.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, it lit such a fire under his butt that he decided to stay home and play World of Warcraft.
I will say, one little backing for what Ron Rivera's doing here. It didn't work with Chase Young, or it doesn't sound like it's working with Chase Young, but I can't say just universally this generation of players, nobody would respond to it as motivation. I think they're, you know, everybody's got the different personality types. It seems like a wrong assessment, but I bet there are some players that if you push their buttons that way, it works.
Give us one. You're tight with all these
guys. I mean,
guys.
Okay, if you want to talk about somebody who just did it, assuming that's what Daniel Jones just had that happen and he got a big contract.
Yeah, but he didn't have any leverage. He didn't have any, I'll just go somewhere else and sign for big time money. Chase Young will.
I don't think he would right now.
You don't think anyone signed Chase Young big time money?
I think he'd get signed. I don't think he'd get signed relative to the highest in the league. I think he'd be similarly on the defensive ends list signing as where Jones would have been on the quarterbacks.
Like, where he ended up at 40?
No, in terms of like Daniel Jones before that year when he got his fifth year option denied, if he would have gone out and signed somewhere, probably would have been between
the same position before Daniel's contract.
I think that he would have ended up roughly in the same territory. There's a lot of upside, but some of it's injury. Some of it is he has just not performed well. There was I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, he played like 14 games. He had 2 sacks. He wasn't very good.
Meanwhile, an opportunity for Bobby Belt to maybe put the final nail in this quarterback coffin as Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are talking about him throwing more and running less.
Oh, I mean, that'll save his legs, but it's a bad idea. You have such a unique skill set that they need to run with.
Steve Young told me he was Mahomes. Steve Young told me the idiotic John Harbaugh and the Ravens coaching staff have been holding him back. He's capable of being the best thrower in the league. They've just chosen not to unveil it. Well, now we're about to F around and find out.
But here's the issue. If Patrick Mahomes just did what Tom Brady did, he's not the same quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is not Patrick Mahomes because he's a drop back passer. He's Patrick Mahomes because he rolls out, throws off platform, goes to the line of scrimmage, and then instead of running, fakes it and then throws those little cheap dump passes 2 yards into the end zone, right?
I agree.
That's why Patrick Mahomes is great. If Patrick Mahomes was not allowed to leave the pocket, Joe Burrow's better.
Woo.
He just is. We know Joe Burrow's better. A lot of the pocket passers are just better. Mahomes is so great because he does everything. And that's what makes – you can't just take Lamar and make him a pocket passer. You are literally – because he is a better runner than a thrower. No one disagrees with that. So you've got to let him run because it makes the defense worry about two things instead of one.
It's stuff you have to account for. That's the thing. He's not only a better runner than he is a thrower. The extent that he does run probably makes his throwing look better than it is. And so even if you stripped away the running, the throwing would then not be as good as we see it currently.
Sure.
Like, it would be even worse. That's why if Todd Monken's serious about this, if they want to turn him into the guy that wins it with his arm,
the
great.
New OC.
Great. Do that, please, because that'll settle a lot of discussion that we've had here.
And it will be a loss for Lamar, I will predict.
It will be an absolute loss
and
for
a loss
Lamar.
For Ravens fans.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
No.
Don't want that.
No, that guy, look, I understand people miss on evaluations all the time. He fell to 32 and was the fifth quarterback taken for a reason in terms of his skill set with his arm. There were questions about it. A lot of those questions still have not been answered. It's just he's shown an ability to play through that and his legs have been more of a threat that's allowed him to continue to evolve as a passer and threaten as a passer.
Meanwhile, we got a couple of quarterback lists. Pat Mahomes listing the best quarterbacks in the NFL today. It's supposed to be a list of 5. Of course, taking the easy way out, like all these players do, and naming 10. Let's see who's on the list in no particular order. Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar, Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, Herbert, Kyler, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson came to mind before Dak Prescott in the head of Patrick Mahomes.
Or Deshaun Watson.
Or Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, he's getting forgotten. The Cleveland Browns are getting forgotten, in my opinion. Then you have Dan Orlovsky. This came out yesterday. Top 5 NFC quarterbacks under the most pressure. At number 5, Kyler Murray. At number 4, Dak Prescott. At number 3, Daniel Jones is under more pressure than Dak. At number 2, Justin Fields. And at number 1, the dumbest selection on the list. We already have a Twitter tale on social media saying, Bobby Bell was saying stuff about you at Dan Orlovsky. Number 1, most pressure NFC. Orlovsky says Jordan Love.
Oh, the boys from 105.3.
Make it make sense.
I'll say it to him right now on Twitter.
No, duh.
I don't get that one. I don't get that one.
No one expects the Green Bay Packers to be good. So how can you be under the most pressure?
No pressure for Jalen Hurts coming off a brand new fat contract. No pressure for Kirk Cousins to maintain his job.
Yes.
Like I'm just.
What about Stafford?
Stafford. There's all these whatever definition his list is going by. He's missing 2 to 3 names, but this is what he does. He makes these vague lists that don't have any sort of definition, and then just fires off names because he's not smart enough to actually talk through it.
Hurts, I get. I wouldn't put Hurts on there. You get when you go to the Super Bowl, you've got like there's a honeymoon period. There's a honeymoon period. He's on top of the world right now. I would absolutely put Kirk on there. I like Stafford. I like putting that on there. Daniel Jones, sure. You'll put Goff on there too because he's out of guaranteed money, I think, after this year.
Yeah.
And they've got Hooker waiting. So there's a lot of guys, I think, in the NFC you could put. I wouldn't put Jordan Love on there, and I wouldn't put Hurts on there. I don't know how you could. Geno, I wouldn't put Geno on there either because I don't think Geno really is. It's like hard with a legacy.
No.
There's no, you know, Geno's not in that category of pressure, right? He got some money. No one really thought he was going to ever amount to anything this time last year.
Meanwhile, there are reports Joe Burrow's going to become the highest paid quarterback. What happened to the sacrifice? What happened to keeping everyone paid?
It's a myth.
What happened to Joe keeping the receivers around? And then an old quote surfaced from Urban Meyer.
Yes.
Something you can't say these days.
No. Nope.
Just the fact that Bobby made that face shows you how much the world has changed
can't say,
in 5 years.
Can't say a lot these days that Urban Meyer used to say, I don't think.
So they did a film session during Joe Burrow's time at Ohio State. And Urban Meyer told Burrow in the film session that he is a D2 quarterback at best. And another time, as a freshman, Meyer told Burrow that you throw like a girl. And Burrow is now easily one of the 3 best quarterbacks in the NFL. Maybe number 2. But obviously that's not something that you could absolutely never say now. And shouldn't have said then. But I can't think of a coach who has a more abrupt fall than Urban Meyer. Like, Ja Moran has had a fall as an NBA player very quickly.
Joe Paterno.
Ja Urban.
Yeah, Paterno.
Bobby Petrino's
one, yes.
I would still hire him in college.
Paterno or, no, Urban. Or Urban? Oh, yeah.
Charlie Strong fell pretty fast.
That was not because of scandal, though.
No. But in terms of just reputation, yeah. Scandal, we're talking Paterno.
Paterno.
Urban
was on a Saban level.
Yes.
It was Saban, Urban, and Harbaugh for a little bit.
You could argue that, you know, like Urban was like, because he had done it. Like, he built a dynasty at Florida, built a dynasty in the making at Ohio State. He just always, you know, always wanted to get out after a couple of years. Couldn't take it anymore.
All right, little around the NFL. Bobby is going to be out at Cowboy OTAs today. Of course, the full recap tomorrow as we get closer to training camp. We booked the flights.
Yeah, we did.
The flights got booked yesterday. So OTA coverage today is brought to you by Bosch. Bobby will have a full recap tomorrow as our Cowboys insider. You got something to say?
We got some breaking news from the NFL. That's relevant to Cowboys fans. It's not about the Cowboys, but it's relevant to them if you want to hold it over for Cross.
Well, 1 to 10, how major is it?
Like a 6 for Cowboys.
All right, just say it now.
Okay. Brandon McManus has signed with the Jaguars, so that is off the table for the Cowboys.
All right.
And did Maher get done in Denver? I didn't see that.
I have not seen yet, no.
Okay. Crosstalk with KMC if they actually decide to show up next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is now time to crosstalk with, what's that show up? Impractical Jokers.
Oh.
I never stop anymore on it, but when I used to, I did always laugh. I'm like, I should watch this more. I thought it was funny.
So you get our show.
So I guess Corey may know your show's not funny. The prank was funny.
Oh, that is hurtful.
Corey Majors must be hiding out somewhere as he's not in the room. So we'll wait for Corey to come in at 9:59.
To the best of my knowledge, yeah. He is sick.
He's on the injured list with his most important body part.
Oh.
Pulled the groin?
His throat.
He got the voice issues?
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
If he does magically show up, I had no knowledge of that.
Something's going around here because Peyton is sick. I know he'll be out tomorrow, I think. And now Corey's sick.
I was sick last week.
Cool.
I got it started probably.
Give him your steroids.
I told him I would. And he was just like, nah.
I don't trust Bobby's steroids.
Okay, yeah. No. He drives and picks up random bags from people.
Did you see our other KNC masterpiece guy hitting 97?
Yes. Did you see Derek?
Good for you, Joey. Oh.
97?
That's what he. I think that's what he said.
He was at.
I say a lot of things.
He was at 95 here when he was thrown on the side. I bet you there's a little bit more juice when you're actually in a game than just throwing bullpen sessions.
What's coming up today?
We'll just talk about which team should pick him up.
Okay.
We probably.
Is that why Corey's out? Because you were to talk about Holland, he didn't know where he was.
Yeah, he was like, "Is he still going in Kleber?"
Yeah.
Is obviously we'll talk about, are the Stars gonna have their season survive past tonight? Plus, I want you guys to keep track on this. At 11:05, Coach McCarthy is supposed to talk. He's perpetually late for these pressers, which gets him bumped off of our show. So let's see if he actually shows up on time.
Can I talk about
discipline and stuff?
I need you to keep track of how many times he says it's just like anything in the press conference.
Okay.
It's just like anything. You know, it's just like anything.
Do you still dislike him?
What?
He's a fine coach.
I swear he's going to get canceled off.
What do you mean?
Bobby's going to get McCarthy canceled off our show on Fridays. And that's going to be very bad for you.
I can't just say, see how many times he says it's just like anything. It's like, how are we doing, guys?
That's what you've been saying.
I think he is a good head coach. I'm not saying he's the best, but I do think McCarthy is a good head coach.
I do too.
Bobby has this unrealistic expectation for all head coaches. He thinks they're all just like, Rex Ryan. Jason Garrett was this pleasure to talk with and speak with and wasn't annoying or a turnoff. He's got this vendetta against McCarthy that will get Mike on the KMC Masterpiece Fridays or GBAC, guaranteed.
I do not have a vendetta. I
Why do you think Jason was some pleasure and treat?
I don't think Jason was a pleasure or treat.
So you would have taken the same shots?
Yeah, I wasn't on the show when Jason was
here. No, but
here.
You would if you were on.
Yes, it's jokes. We got to get these jokes off, Sean. Come on.
Yeah.
As long as you keep it to the Cowboys coaching and not the other thing y'all were talking about. By the way, at 11:20.
Target?
Oh, my God. Masterpiece Theater. If you were going to go to jail because you stole a prop from a movie, what would it be?
Because somebody went to jail because they stole the ruby slippers, you know, from Wizard of Oz. And I'm sure this has happened quite a bit. Is there a relic from, let's just say, a Fast and the Furious movie or whatever the case might be that you're like, worth
it? Flying car. Get the flying car.
Have you seen the new one? Is it good?
I have not. My
the cables that take the helicopters down, but he still survives.
So the question for like my own fandom or for like resale purposes?
I'll let you decide either.
For my own fandom, it'll be the handkerchief in Braveheart, the one that he carried around. I don't know, like a lightsaber or something?
Yeah.
Like Darth Vader's lightsaber?
Ooh, the Michael Keaton Batmobile, the Tumbler. What are we talking here?
The middle one. Not the Keaton, the middle one.
Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer.
Steal from the worst Batman.
I want the car.
Yeah.
I would definitely want...
You suck, buddy. You got a nice car.
One of two vehicles. I would either want, in Skyfall, the Aston Martin DB9 that he has.
That's an excellent movie.
Or Paul Walker's Nissan Skyline of Fast and Furious. Those are one of the two vehicles I would want.
Is there a Fast and the Furious, like, I know you love them all, but is there one that you're like, that's the best one? And if so, why?
I think one's the best because it was actually about racing.
Sure.
Right? And they progressively, I talked to my kid about this because he went and saw the new one in the theater. And he's like, because it's not about racing anymore. I don't like him anymore. It's progressively gotten less and less about cars. Now they're just doing high speed chases. It's much like Ronin. It's like watching watching a 10 episode Ronin out there, which is fine. It was a good movie, but I like the original.
But high speed chases aren't about cars.
No, they are. But I bet they in part one they were actually street racing.
Oh,
right. They were like a 10 second car.
Errol Spence.
I don't watch a lot of them.
Oh my god!
But I've noticed that they will not have a woman in that show unless they're 5% body fat or less.
No wonder Choppy likes it.
5% body fat or... Oh, yeah,
the Choppy test.
You got to fit behind there. There you go.
Holy moly.
You're welcome if you're on the fan cam. You need to get that on the radio.
They got Michelle Rodriguez and...
yeah, but Savannah, like in Brewster. The background when... I don't know their people. Tyrese, is that his name?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, like in the background when he finally goes out or he's just chilling at a pool or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's all tens everywhere. Like, there's no such thing as a...
Street racers get all the girls, man. Did you know that? If you have neon lights underneath your car, you ride with a 10.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
How close have you gotten to putting neon lights under your car at any point in your life?
Never neon. Not really with neon lights.
He's got shocks on it now.
They don't.
That's good.
They don't.
Accidental.
Look,
I don't think
neon lights look particularly good behind a Maxima.
Mm-hmm.
What did y'all do in high school to pimp your car out? Tinted windows. The CD flip player, like, or it was
the one you could pop out.
Kickers, did some kickers,
subwoofer.
There was a time when I thought the 5 CD changer in the trunk was the most advanced technology would ever be. Like, I realized there's a certain section listening to me like, what the hell are you even talking about?
Yeah.
There was a time when you're like, what? We can listen to 5 CDs? That's insane. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Choppy said there's a video going around where kids, they can't open CD cases. They don't know how to open them.
They don't realize you got to pinch the ends to get it up. They're trying to open for the middle.
What'd you pimp out, Mike?
Nothing.
No. You were an athlete.
Ugh. Subwoofers.
Subwoofers. So,
yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. What else you want
to
talk about?
Hard to pimp out a station wagon.
A little bit of that. Hey, what was your anger level yesterday? Because watching on the fan cam, which I could not at the moment, my wife said it looked like a lot of frustration and panic in the break.
No,
before
I would
cross.
Say my worry level was getting to like an 8.
Okay.
My anger level was probably, it was lower. But Tim, when I saw Tim come out here in the hallway, who does the scheduling, and he was like, are they really not here? That worried me. Then Spittle went and got Joey to like get headphones. I don't even think they were going to tell us to stick around. Because they were sensing maybe a level of anger and explosion. Bassick not hitting the golf ball on air relieved my worry a little bit.
No.
Were you worried?
No, because I was leaving anyway.
So would you just let it go to dead air?
No, we would have stayed.
My day is very regimented. Very, very regimented.
Uh-huh. What do you do right after you leave
don't
today?
Ask.
Okay, that's a good point. That's
gym.
A great point.
I go right to the gym.
I was concerned. I was getting to an 8 when I was standing by the elevator.
I think it was honestly about to be me and Joey. Because I came back in here. I was just like, okay, I guess we're going to. And then Joey walked in with headphones. So I was like, okay, I think we'll just probably start this.
I was cutting spots. And then I was in there cutting commercials. And I realized, like, the bosses are kind of like running around a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second. What's going on? They're running around. And I see Joey walk in here with his headphones. And I was like, man, am I going to have to go back in there?
They wanted us to kind of come in here at 9:50.
Uh-huh.
Which is what I also thought was going to happen originally.
Wait a second, you mean the bosses knew?
Maybe not.
But
they sold it pretty well.
They sold it very well.
Double revenge.
Wow, they sold it well.
They didn't know.
We're going to book an earlier flight.
They didn't
get back
know how long we would take it. When you guys didn't believe it with 5 minutes to go in crosstalk, I'm like, we cannot go in there right now because this is not working. We have to at least let the whole thing play out because you guys wouldn't believe it. Then it went to break, and then we were going to walk in. But it felt like it when you guys went to break, you didn't believe it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we have to then keep extending this.
It was at 4 or 5 minutes.
But I was also monitoring that, like, you might have gone to break a minute early or something. I was like, we're going to start the show, and we're not going to be in there break ourselves.
I knew when Hagelin texted me individually something was up because he doesn't do that. It'll usually be on
I texted you after that.
Yeah, that was nice. That was a nice message. But
I can't believe you saw Kevin running 6 miles an hour in the hallway.
I know.
And the whole reason is you kept looking in the other direction, and I was like, maybe I can just swoop past him. Yeah. It didn't work. Peyton looked really angry yesterday.
Yeah,
Peyton,
I don't know why he was angry. The backup, your producer, I think, was already here.
Well, so I don't get paid hourly anymore, guys, so if I had to stick around for that. And Joey told me, he's like, I'm just doing Rangers games. Like, I'm just doing the Ranger game today, so.
Man, so Joey was
so Joey leaned in on
Joey,
it,
Joey, good job.
All right, so all of you guys are going to just have to,
Where's Joey? What's Joey's next hockey job? Where's he going?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll make
about.
A call for a letter of recommendation.
But you guys didn't have to work any longer.
Do they do that? To whom it may concern, do not hire
Joey. I know
Joey
I'm not on the
Erickson.
Letter of recommendations, but I want to screw this kid
I'm on the letter
over.
Of no recommendations.
Yeah.
That's a good bit. I think that should exist
He's
a little
Jamie
bit more.
He's the Jamie Benn of announcers.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
So what, past his prime?
Yeah. Insult.
Holy
Cheap
no.
shot artist. Dirty. No accountability.
No accountability.
You
accountability.
Want to hire that? You want that in your building? He'll probably take a
Jamie
stapler
Benn,
across
as
throat.
Long as he shaves and he wears a different jersey, they will never know he's on the ice tonight.
I love your hockey theories. I love that.
I mean, he wasn't wrong about that last game. Maybe we should
have
just started without a goalie.
Yeah, if you would have pulled the goalie and won the puck to start the game.
Face off.
The
won
face
the
off.
Puck to start the game.
Then you don't need a goalie until you score.
How many hockey games have you been to?
In my life?
Yeah. Or like in the past 5 years, 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah, since COVID,
no
zero.
No interest?
I have interest. It is. I mean, it's a really great sport. I just...
And your boys?
I've taken them once, I think.
Are they watching? Have they been watching?
No, they don't. No. They watch quick pitch in the morning. Mm-hmm. They'll watch kind of basketball stuff. I don't even know how. My 15-year-old is into football, like the Cowboys and stuff. My 13-year-old doesn't care about football at all. Oh. But he plays it. My 13-year-old plays it, doesn't care at all to watch it. Mm. My 15-year-old watches it and doesn't care at all to play it.
Hmm.
All right, Corey, get better. We'll see you tomorrow, hopefully.
He's really sick.
Is he?
As far as I know.
He's around the
cosmic
corner.
Justice.
He's around the corner. He's like Missy Elliott. I don't know.
Tell me the reference, Choppy.
I don't know either.
I don't know. just think about it.
KMC.
And see if it ever makes sense.
The KMC masterpiece.
Oh, wait, okay.
It's a bad running joke, Bob.
Next. Right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.